Nathan Zagura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-7 in heartbreaking fashion in overtime. 12-9 to the Tennessee Titans. There was not a single touchdown scored in this game. It was field goal after field goal. Zane Gonzalez booting a big one from 54 to put this game into overtime. And then Ryan Succop with the walk-off for the Titans, giving them the 12-9 victory. The Titans had come into this game one of the best running offenses in the NFL, and the Browns shut them down running the football. But the Browns shot themselves in the foot yet again. Three turnovers on the day for the Browns, 12 penalties, including penalties on special teams, penalties that gave the Titans first downs. They did that three different times. Overall, the Browns shot themselves in the foot and wiped out what could have been a great defensive performance against this Titans team. In the first half, as they were driving down 6-3, Kaiser engineering a great drive. He looked crisp. He was getting the ball out quickly, taking what was available to him. Well, he had Rashard Higgins open on kind of an in and out route about 17 yards down the field. Airmailed him. It was an interception. Wound up being the first of three interceptions on the day for the Browns. Then they come out down 6-3 to start the second half. Kaiser rolls right, waits too long, doesn't see a safety drop off of coverage. Interception number two, and Hugh Jackson benched DeShone Kizer at that point. Cody Kessler came in, led the Browns down to a field goal that tied the game at 6-6, but he too would throw an interception, and in overtime when it was all tied at 9-9, couldn't muster one first down. The Browns got the ball twice. I think they picked up 2 yards of offense in the overtime period, and they could not get it done again. So Hugh Jackson trying everything, switching the quarterbacks once again in the middle of the game, the second time it's happened in the last 3 weeks, and both of those games happened right here at First Energy Stadium. A very strong defensive performance, but it's a team game, and the Browns once again shot themselves in the foot. The self-inflicted wounds at this point, too numerous to count, but you can see it in the record. 0 wins and 7 losses. The Browns travel to London this week. Hopefully getting out of the country will change their fortune when they go across the pond. For the latest on the Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.